The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024, and if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities, so LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue. And the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue podcast, episode 232. If you haven't already, definitely make sure you leave a rating and review wherever you're listening to the show. I would greatly appreciate it. And it'll help us go a long way and reach more people who need to hear this message. So today we're going to talk about property taxes. And property taxes in some places, in some counties, it is an absolute crisis. And unfortunately, it's getting worse. And there are some homeowners who have seen their property taxes increase by 86% or more, which is crazy and really hard to process because that's a tremendous increase. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the property tax crisis in Cook County, Illinois, and do an update. I did an episode a while back talking about it, and unfortunately, things have gotten worse. So today we'll hear from some homeowners who are experiencing these property tax issues, including some of the most vulnerable members of our community, which is unfortunate, but this is stuff that needs to be shared. We're also going to discuss the best way to avoid property tax issues. So make sure you stay until the end, because I think that'll definitely be some good information. So first, let's hear from a 100% disabled veteran whose property taxes were increased tremendously.
I said, well, how come the first installment, I got the exemption, and this one, I don't have it. And she told me, we don't have a record of you ever filing the form, which I filed every year.
John Tennyson is a Vietnam vet declared 100% disabled by the VA. He showed me his previous tax bill for his home on Lunt Avenue in Chicago.
I just want to highlight on this paper, you can see the row of zeros under 2022.
Now it's over $6,200 and he's pleading for help.
So for me, I don't understand how they can let this happen to people, especially someone who fought for our country. To me, it just does not make sense. And if he filed the paperwork every year, then I don't see how it's possible for them to have no record of him filing the paperwork in question. So it makes me wonder, what are they doing with their records? Are they just shredding them? Are they deleting them? It just doesn't make sense. And their mistakes, I mean, it makes me wonder, like, are they making these mistakes on purpose? I'm curious about what you think, because this doesn't make sense. I'm trying to make sense of it and I can't. Someone in the back office is not doing their job and something is off. And I just don't understand what's going on. And it calls into question if this is being done, if these mistakes are being done on purpose. And so That was bad, and it gets worse, unfortunately. And I really don't understand why the county is allowing people to experience these things.
I zoomed with five homeowners, mostly in the south suburbs.
I was at zero. I had the senior exemption for the last three billings or however they do it. Okay, this is all together. One bombshell dropped on me for the second installment is $2,530.
All of them are dealing with increased property taxes in Cook County. One third of the nearly 2 million properties are missing exemptions on their tax bills. Others feel their properties were reassessed incorrectly.
So this gentleman had a senior exemption, and for his second installment, they're charging him $2,500. I really don't understand why it is so difficult to do this correctly. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And the fact that it takes public outrage, that it takes the news to have anything change, to me, does not sit well. It does not sit well with me, and it's not right. And if you remember the episode I did a couple months ago, not even a couple months ago, just a couple weeks ago, there was a disabled veteran who didn't get any help until the news got involved. And so it just doesn't add up to me. Now, she did say that one third of the 2 million properties are missing exemptions. And I just wanted to define property tax exemptions for those who may not have heard about it before. So a property tax exemption is a reduction or elimination of property taxes on a specific property or for a particular group of property owners. Property taxes occur at the local level, meaning city and county governments charge this tax based on your property's assessed value. However, an exemption allows eligible property owners to pay lower or no property taxes on their qualifying property. So that's what an exemption is. Now, you will not believe what they're making people do to get their taxes corrected. And in my opinion, this shows how much the county just does not care about its residents and its homeowners.
Thousands have come to assessor offices across Cook County, hoping to get issues resolved. So far, for tax year 2023, 12,240 certificate of errors have been issued. At least 4,000 of those were for land values being incorrect. Corrections can be made in person on the spot.
So 12,240 certificates of error. Who is back there? Who is in the back? What team is in the back? And I'm wondering if they still have a job. And if they still do have a job, why? Because now people have to go out of their way and go to the office because someone didn't do their job. Now, there's a video version of this. And in the video, you see elderly people who probably have been sitting there for hours and people having to take off of work just to fix a mistake that should not have even been made. The county should be ashamed, and just doesn't make any sense. So what the Cook County assessor had to say about the property tax issues is going to shock you. I could not believe what I was hearing. And as a reminder, make sure you stay until the end because we're going to talk about ways to avoid property tax issues.
I sat down with Fritz Kagi, the Cook County assessor, to get some answers.
The Cook County Board review, they reduced commercial properties by $1 billion, leading to commercial bills coming down dramatically for folks like Walmart and Home Depot, while their residential neighbors' bills are going up in a huge way. It cuts like that added 4 percentage points of the tax burden on the homeowners, leaving them with more burden than they had before. That's why their bills largely in the south suburbs went up more than the levies that are levied on them by school districts and homeowners, and I'm super concerned about that.
Kagi gave real examples of big tax reductions for big business.
In Cicero, there's a Walmart that had its tax bill fall by $250,000. That's basically the size of several hundreds of people's tax increases in Cicero. In Calumet City, a Home Depot had its bill fall by $370,000. Again, that's the size of the increases felt by hundreds of homeowners in Calumet City.
George Cardenas with Cook County Board of Review says there are some cases where businesses may receive a reduced bill based on conditions that they present to the board, but the same conditions are considered for homeowners.
So it sounds like the Cook County Board of Review is to blame. Now, Walmart and Home Depot, got ridiculous tax cuts, and they got passed on to homeowners. Now, does that sound familiar? I'm honestly convinced at this point that they want folks out of their homes so they can be permanent renters or simply on the street, because it just does not add up to me. Why do they need to pass on a reduction from big business to homeowners? In this economy, who can afford that? And even if they could afford that, it doesn't make it right. Later on in the clip, it was shared that over 240,000 appeals were received by the Board of Review in this last tax cycle, which doesn't surprise me because clearly whoever's working doesn't know what they're doing. We need to understand what's going on in Cook County in more detail and the parts of the county that have been most impacted. And you won't believe what they had to say about the options that homeowners have. It's just horrible.
Nothing over here is worth $1 million.
This is part of a 79-page document released by the Cook County Clerk's Office detailing the 2023 property tax rates that are up, specifically showing the south and west suburbs. The south suburbs are hit the hardest, as indicated in red on this map, some seeing tax hikes of more than 50%. The Cook County Assessor's Office tells us approximately 4,000 certificates of error for land error valuations have been submitted. Some of them are for homeowners that missed exemptions for 2023 all the way back to 2018. This video from the Cook County Assessor's Office contains a list of every neighborhood and township in Cook County, along with the reassessment mailing dates and time frame in which appeals may be filed. Many of them are closed for appeals or say to be determined. The assessor's office says homeowners cannot appeal their tax bill. The current tax bills reflect the fair market value of property determined during the 2023 reassessment cycle of the south and west suburbs. Homeowners were able to submit an appeal during the 2023 reassessment cycle and can continue to appeal their assessment when their townships are open for appeal the following years. When townships are closed, homeowners cannot appeal.
How can they be closed for appeals if over 4,000 homes had incorrect taxes? They made mistakes with so many people, so I don't see why it's fair for them to close unless every single house has been reviewed to confirm the taxes are correct. That is the right thing to do. So what's going to happen if someone can't pay their taxes and they never got a chance to have their appeal reviewed? What's going to be the next step? That's what I don't think they've thought through, based on the statement they just made. And it's just crazy to me that the property taxes are going up so much in Cook County and in other places throughout the country, but the jobs aren't giving any raises. And if they are, they're not nearly as high as some of these property tax increases. I mentioned to you earlier, there is a gentleman whose property taxes increased 86%. There's no job that's increasing anybody barely even 8%. Sometimes it's 2 or 3%, right? So I'm just wondering where they expect people to come up with this money. So this next clip to me was just unbelievable.
I'm a first time home buyer. It's not a whole lot I'm abreast of as far as this process. You know, I'm blessed to even have a home. Truly, I am. You know, I have a 14-year-old son and I take care of him the best I can. And this is kind of important to me because I don't have that kind of money.
Guest showed me this document that says the tax bill in the past was zero. He bought the home from another disabled veteran. Months after Guest bought the home, he got this tax bill for $10,114.13. It was later corrected with this certificate of error showing he owed nothing. Guest says it's happening all over again. Just weeks ago, he received a tax bill for the second installment for 2023, showing he owes close to $11,000 in 14 days, where he needs to set up a payment arrangement. Online it says he owes $6,800, making it even more confusing, like hundreds of Cook County residents. Guest tried to get answers from the Cook County Assessor's Office in Markham. He says he left worried with no answers.
So here we have another disabled veteran with incorrect taxes. So they did the right thing the first time, I can say that, and corrected his taxes. But they sent him a bill for the second installment with the wrong amount on it. And it just begs the question, are they trying to push him out? Because online also has an incorrect amount, as well as the paper that he showed the reporter, when it should be zero because he's a disabled veteran. So of course the office gave him no answers because they probably don't care. And I do want to shout out Tia Ewing. She's done a fantastic job just covering the property tax crisis in Cook County, Ohio, and giving a voice to these folks who would otherwise be voiceless. So shout out to Tia Ewing. Now we need to learn about what to do to prevent property tax issues. So before you buy a property to live in or to rent out, one thing I want you to do is make sure you understand whether there's a cap to the property tax increases and how often the taxes are reassessed. So my recommendation is to call the county tax office and help them and ask them to walk you through the process so you understand before you buy a property. Anytime I look at properties, that's what I do. I call and I make sure I know what's going on. If you're a veteran, senior, and or disabled, or you know anybody who falls into that category, then I would find out from the tax office if there are any exemptions for those for those folks who fall within being a veteran, senior, and or disabled. You should also check for homestead exemptions if you plan to use a property as your primary residence. Lastly, I suggest speaking with the county tax office about how much you want to buy the property for and what you can expect the taxes to be adjusted to and when based on that, okay? So there's a lot more tips, but these are some things to get you started with property taxes. Some things you can't avoid, but you can get as much information as you can on the front end about how things work, all right? And thank you so much. I really appreciate you all taking a listen to this. Again, it's important for these stories to be shared and for these folks to have a voice because, you know, there's a lot of people being impacted negatively by these things. So my hope is that by spreading the word, it'll empower you with more information that you can share with your family, with your friends, whether you or them are homeowners in Cook County or somewhere else. Just make sure that you're informed and don't be afraid to call up that tax office or show up in person and get some answers. All right. So definitely be sure to leave a rating and review. Thank you all so much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.